At a bar in Orlando's Wall Street Entertainment District, Democrat Alan Grayson conceded defeat and comforted his supporters.
For all of you, I understand the pain that you feel. I feel little of it myself.
He congratulated his opponent, Daniel Webster, and urged him to help people in need during his term in office. Grayson said his defeat was part of a larger national trend.
In a year with a Republican wave or tsunami or earthquake, whatever you want to call it, sweeping across the country, it should come as no surprise that we were not successful today.
He also blamed his loss to low Democratic voter turnout. He said he didn't know why Democrats came to the polls when he was elected back in 2008, but sat out this year. Despite the loss, Grayson supporters remain hopeful and optimistic about his political future. Mimi Saunders, a Grayson staffer for the past 2 years, says she's not giving up the fight.
The reality's hit. We go on until Mr. Webster takes his oath, and maybe we get Grayson back in 2012 for a House in the Senate.
After the concession speech, Grayson said he doesn't know if he'll stay in politics. But supporter Michelle McDonald hopes he will.
We're not devastated because I don't think it's over yet. I really don't.
For now, though, Grayson says he's going to concentrate on being a good husband and father for his 5 children. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Yuna Lee in Orlando.